Stack, this is dictating on Ellen Eastham. Ellen, ELLEN. Ellen. Eastham is EASTHAM. 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 THAM. M as in Mary. Date of birth is 12/5/38. Date of visit is 2/1/23. Please make copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA. Zilkowski, PA. Next, next line. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Ellen Eastham for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Is shortness of breath with exertion and cough. Next paragraph is presentless. This is a 84-year-old female who has had a past history for lymphoma and history of diabetes mellitus type 2. And hypertension has had been sent for a chest CT on 12/14/22. The chest CT showed extensive pulmonary fibrosis with traction bronchiectasis, more pronounced on the left than the right, and coronary artery calcifications. The patient also had a chest CT in May of 2021, which showed chronic interstitial lung disease without honeycombing. And no discrete nodules noted. Period. The patient has a dry cough but does not bring up much sputum. She did not fever, chills, or night sweats. And she has no chest pains or abdominal pains. Next, paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Prior history of lymphoma diagnosed following a pancreatic biopsy. And she received chemotherapy. She also had a cholecystectomy in the past and a hysterectomy and right carpal tunnel release, as well as two C-sections. Next paragraph, allergies to cysteine eye drops. Next paragraph, habits of patient. Never smoked, does not drink alcohol. She worked as a medical technician. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died of heart disease and had diabetes. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no fatigue or fever. She has some shortness of breath and coughing spells with wheezing. She has no dizziness, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has heartburn and constipation. She has no jaw pain, calf muscle pains, or palpitations. No leg edema. And she has no anxiety or depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash or itching. Next, Medlist. Cardizem 120 milligrams daily. Metformin 1000 milligrams BID. Zolpidem 10 milligrams HS. Synthroid 88 micrograms a day. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. And Risinopril 10 milligrams a day. And Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam. This elderly, average adult, part female, is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 150 over 70. Pulse is 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 148, saturation 93. HEND and nomospheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with the diminished excursions. Fine crackles of the lung bases with diffuse wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart seems irregular, smothernest to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis and bronchiectasis. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis, period. Number 2 is bronchiectasis. Number 3 is history of lymphoma. Number 4, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 5 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was advised to get a CBC ANA, SED rate, anti-DNA, and a RA factor. And get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study. She will be placed on Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA, ZILCOSKY, PA. Thank you.